listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane. We just heard how Arenda lent its name to a planet in the movie Star Wars. Now, on to another pop culture franchise about space, Star Trek. Local filmmaker Jennifer Crute has always been a fan, in particular of the character Sulu, played by George Takei.
At warp one, Mr. Sulu.
Accelerating to warp one, sir.
Warp 0.7.
Takei was one of the first stars to portray Asian Americans in a positive light on the small screen. But he's been a role model in other ways, too. In 2005, at the age of 68, he came out as gay and became a fierce advocate for marriage equality. He's also spoken out against the kind of hatred that landed him and his family in a Japanese-American internment camp during World War II. He's renewed his fame as a Facebook phenomenon with 7 million followers. In her new film, To Be Takei, Jennifer Crute takes a close look at Takei's life, from recent activism to his internment as a child. Crute spoke with KALW's Hanat Baba.
At first, they were kept actually in horse stalls in Santa Anita racetrack. And his parents were very upset about that. But to him and his siblings, that was really fun because that's where horses lived, even though there were no horses there right then. And then they were taken from Los Angeles, where he was born, to Roar, Arkansas, which is the farthest east of all of the internment camps. And it was before they went to Roar that his dad explained this was a vacation, this long vacation to Arkansas. And George was excited. He thought this was an exotic sounding place, and he had no reason to not believe that it was. And on the train, there were armed guards, you know, and he just assumed that that's how people went on vacations. And then coming home was when he really faced some more discrimination because of the anti-Japanese sentiment from the war, and then was also anti-Japanese American sentiment. And he had teachers calling him Jap boy and refusing to call on him and, you know, being treated like the enemy, even though he's an American citizen born in Los Angeles and just trying to grow up there.
And he remembers all of this.
Yes. Yeah. No, he seems to have a very vivid memory for this experience.
Takei plays this charming character in your film. But there are a couple of scenes with some former cast members from Star Trek. And in one scene, he tells a former cast member that, you know, he looks fat. And later his husband is telling him, you know, he's lecturing him, saying, you know, that was an insensitive comment. So let's take a listen to that clip.
Will, how are you?
How are you? How's it going?
Just great.
No, I'm so good to see you.
You have gained weight. You need to work on that.
Well, it's great. You know, work out a little
hungry.
Bit.
George, you know, you really embarrassed Will. You're not doing good, Will, when you do that sort of thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
I mean, I love that it's sort of a romantic comedy. I mean, I don't think too many documentaries are a romantic comedy. And it, you know, just shows the normalcy of these two men, you know, two husbands who've been together for so long, and just how that's the same as anyone's marriage, you know, probably as anyone's good marriage.
So let's talk about the 2008 wedding mm-hmm. and the marriage. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if he felt that he still had the support of all the Star Trek kind of fans and followers, or was there, you know, were there questions about his marriage?
Because he was gay, just...
Yeah.
Star Trek fans are a pretty progressive bunch, generally. I think they're for civil rights and things like that, important things like that. So I don't think George has ever mentioned getting any... you know, backlash from Star Trek fans. I mean, I can't, you know, there's probably millions of Star Trek fans in the world, so maybe there's some, but I think...
But there wasn't a backlash.
No, really not at all. So, and I think George has used his Star Trek fame to leverage the ability to be able to talk about civil rights you know, before he was out for Asian Americans, for African Americans, and he's always been just a huge civil rights advocate. And you have to remember, it wasn't that easy to come out at that time, especially I think as a man in Hollywood. I still don't think it's that easy. He was really expecting his career to be over, but you know, suddenly became a voice on many, many news shows to talk about civil rights for LGBT people.
A Star Trek star's stunning secret.
I started noticing boys, and they were more interesting to me than girls.
Sulu comes out of the closet.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. I'm speaking with Jennifer Crute, director of the documentary To Be Takei, about the life of George Takei. All right, before I let you go, I have to ask you about Takei's Facebook feed, mm-hmm. which is pretty popular.
Yes, it's even been called by Wired magazine that, or it's even been said that George is the most important person on Facebook. It started as a way to publicize his involvement in the musical Allegiance and just to get a presence in social media. And then he just really got into it. And as it went on, you know, I remember I was one of the first, because I have him on Google Alert, and so I saw it, and I was like maybe one of the first less than 100 fans. And then I just remember how fast it grew, and I was like, oh my God. I have a lot of young people say, oh, George Takei, he's that comedian on Facebook. So they don't even know, you know, that right. He's actually a Star Trek icon.
What do you want people to know about George Takei through your film? If there was like one takeaway, what would that be?
You know, I think it's important to keep the memory of the internment alive and then just to show how someone who experienced that can go on and stay relentlessly positive, really, and succeed through their life. And now as an older person, just continue really living their life to its fullest and doing really positive things. I think not that many people do that. So it's hopeful for all of us. He's like the most accepted outsider ever.